AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Here's the deal. Iran limits its nuclear program and gets out from under billions of dollars in international sanctions. Agreed to this morning in Vienna. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
We are reaching an agreement that is not perfect for anybody, but it is what we could accomplish, and it is an important achievement for all of us.
Minutes later, President Obama said this deal will prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And for those who doubt it,
this deal is not built on trust. It is built on verification.
But Israel is angry. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Obama administration and Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu both call the deal historic. In Israel's case, that's not a compliment.
This is a bad mistake of historic proportions.
Netanyahu says the aim was to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Instead, he says the agreement gives Tehran a sure path to one.
Many of the restrictions that were supposed to prevent it from getting there will be lifted.
Various Israeli officials say it's a dark day for the free world and that Iran's been given a license to kill. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The St. Louis police chief says somebody tried to assassinate a police officer this morning. The officer was in uniform, sitting in his own car, working a second job. When a vehicle pulled up, a passenger jumped out, wearing a bandana over his face, and opened fire. The officer was wounded, but returned fire and may have hit one of the suspects. In the shadow of the exploding airbag scandal, safety officials are looking into airbag inflators made by a company called ARC Automotive. That went into thousands of older Fiat Chrysler Town and Country minivans and Kia Optimas. This is AP Radio News. The airline industry has been consolidating, and that's reduced competition. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Where there were once nine major airlines, mega mergers have reduced them to only four: American, United, Delta, and Southwest. An AP analysis has found that passengers appear to be paying the price for consolidation in higher fares and fees. At 40 of the 100 largest U.S. airports, a single airline controls a majority of the market. That's up from 34 airports a decade earlier. Over that time period, domestic airfares rose faster than inflation. Analysts believe one leading factor is the decline in competitive pressure. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Americans cut back their spending at stores and restaurants last month, a sign that they remain cautious despite robust job growth in the past year or so. Retail sales were down 0.3% in June, according to the government. The Dow is up 13 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.